I see you all staring at the clock right now. Well, me too. I wish you guys would all finish early like this more often, you know? If lectures didn't take too long and the tutorials were shortened, well, we could all do something else. Of course, the downside is we all sit here bored, waiting for the end of day bell. Longest minutes ever. You'll know the feeling. Every time you want the clock to go fast, it suddenly decides to take forever. Come on, bell. Hurry up already, we got things to do. Finally. Y'all have a good weekend now. See ya. You guys behave now. Hey, hang on. You. Come here a second. I got a question to ask real quick. Yeah, I know. It's the weekend. This shouldn't take too long. Oh, don't worry about your bus. Listen, if you do miss it, I'll get you home, as it's my fault at that point, okay? Just sit down already, please. Let me ask you this, and then you can go, yeah? Just let everyone filter out because a certain trio is being loud again. There we go. No, you aren't in trouble. Well, maybe. It depends if you would call it trouble. We'll figure it out together. Oh, settle down. I already told you aren't in trouble. And now everyone is out, I can ask you this. So, my student, did you not think I wouldn't notice your efforts in my class, What do I mean? Well, let's see. You've never been late. You're very attentive every time I talk. I've caught you staring once or twice, and you're the only one of my pupils that leaves me presents. Yeah, I figured out those were you. How? Because who else would be the type to actually do that? Oh, you're just adorable looking when you're all embarrassed. I even went to some of your other teachers. You don't give them similar efforts in their classes. I mean, you're doing well enough in those, but you seem to give mine more. Now, would that be because you're really interested in chemistry? Or you like my class? Or is the more likely scenario that you like me? Oh, that face tells me the answer is yes. My. A student seems to be into one of their teachers. Hey, don't hide your face. At least let me get a glimpse of how red in the face you are. Come on, move those hands out of the way. There you are. Now I'm getting the feeling you may or may not have a crush on me. Or maybe you simply fantasize about me in a variety of scenarios. So, picture me in a miniskirt. Me as a cheerleader? In a swimsuit? How about in the shower? Oh, sorry. Sorry, what am I talking about? I'm not sorry at all. I just had to see a reaction.
You squirm so much.
Oh, this is fun. Yes, I like this a lot. Maybe I should give you something for all this effort. Nothing sucks more than to put in all that work and get nothing in return. Now, my lovely student, whatever should I do with you now? I can't really just let you go with things as they are, surely. Not when there's a lot of fun to be had. Any ideas in that head of yours? Or are you still thinking about me and all those outfits? Well, since a cat has your tongue, I think I'll do my idea for us then. Yes, I said, us. You obviously want something to do with me, so why wouldn't it be a thing for us to do? Now come here. I said, come here. Hush. Stop babbling. I didn't give you permission to talk. Now, keep quiet and just let me work here. I'm gonna take a hold of your chin like this. Give that neck a good look over. Oh dear, so bare and naked even. I'd like to fix that.
How?
Shh. I didn't say you could talk just yet. But I guess I can answer that question at least. He was such a good student. Wouldn't be much of me to say you could be a good teacher's pet for me. I wonder if we could make it a bit more literal.
By your action, this is either too much for you or you really want it.
Given the fact you didn't move away or complain, I'm guessing the latter.
Did you want to be bossed around by your teacher then? Could you see yourself with a collar around your neck?
How about walking around on all fours for me? Pulled around by a leash? Would you want to be called puppy or kitty?
My, the cat really has your tongue. Too embarrassed to talk at all?
Maybe I shouldn't let you talk, Puppies can't talk after all. So how about it? You want to be mine now? Can you imagine yourself laying on my lap? Getting head pats and such? Or maybe under my desk, at my feet, sleeping as I work? You're such a red-faced mess now. I'm guessing these thoughts excite you. Well, come here and lean over towards me. Look up. And there we go. A lovely collar for you. And the tag on it is just my initials. Now a few rules going forward. This new collar of yours isn't to come off. It's small enough you should be able to hide it right under the right shirt. If someone sees it, tell them whatever you want. Truth, lies, whatever. But it doesn't come off. Understand? Good. Oh, you look adorable. Cute little kitty or puppy, whichever one you want. Decide later.
So, since we're doing this, one other thing. You'll be coming over to my house when you do come over.
I'll give you a more visible collar. Much bigger. And it might even have a bell on it.
And the biggest thing. When we're playing around, if you ever feel unwell, off, sick, scared, whatever,
you tell me immediately. I don't care what we're doing. You interrupt me. And you say such.
I want this to be fun. But if you aren't enjoying it, you say so. Now, my little pet, nod if you understand me.
Excellent. So, my new adorable pet. I was going to get you to the bus, but
I think you'll be heading with me today, back to my place. We can't really play too much here anyway. I've had a few teachers' pets before you, but
oh, the fun I'm gonna have with you. Head scratches laying in my lap. Dare I need to wash my new pet? Oh, the look on your face right now. I won't go that far. I just wanted to see the look on your face. Unless you want me to.
Now come here. There, my new pet. I'm just teasing you. If you behave like you do in class when we go home today, oh, we'll both enjoy it.
Now I think you need to text your folks to say you're going to be going to a friend's house after school. So then I can take you home. Got to start your training after we get home. Got to get you leash trained at least. I've already decided I'm going to use my chain leash. Special for you. Now go on. And tell your folks you aren't going to be home at the normal time. I'll drop you off after our fun. Hurry up, my little pet. Oh, I can't wait.